Friday and Saturday night in downtown Springfield on 5th Street, Downtown Springfield Incorporated will host the Amaranth Apple Food and Music Festival. The event opens at 5 p.m. on Friday and 3 p.m. on Saturday. Bedrock 66 Live is producing the music for the main stage, featuring Saturday night's headliner, alternative rock icon Matthew Sweet. Friday night's main stage headliners are Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts and Chuck Mead and his Grassy Knoll Boys. The event replaces Downtown Springfield Incorporated's long-standing Taste of Downtown and Bacon Throwdown with a new name inspired by early 20th century Springfield poet Vachel Lindsay's lone novel, The Golden Book of Springfield. Nikki Overcash of the Vachel Lindsay Association and Erica Smith of the Top Hat Tellers joined us to talk about Lindsay, the Amaranth Apple, and what festival goers can expect on the Lindsay Lounge stage.
The Vachel Lindsay Association is an organization that was started to preserve the work of Vachel Lindsay, who is a poet born and raised in Springfield. But I think a lot of Springfieldians do not know much about Vachel Lindsay, or they haven't been exposed to his work. So a big part of our mission is to get his work out there to the community. So we were really excited when we were contacted by DSI about this new festival, because this is a wonderful chance to showcase Vachel's very important work. So the name Amaranth Apple actually comes from Lindsay's only novel, which was published in 1920, called The Golden Book of Springfield. And this is a work that kind of went into obscurity for a little while, but I think this festival is a really great way to bring it back into the public eye. And what's really interesting about this work, The Golden Book of Springfield, is it was Lindsay's utopian vision for what Springfield could become. And it was looking at the year 2018. So we're right on the verge of that. So the timing of this festival is really wonderful. And so this is a very kind of mystical, utopian vision. We have voices from different Springfield citizens telling their vision of what they think Springfield should become in the year 2018.
What is an amaranth apple?
Okay, so this is not an actual apple you can go pick up in the grocery store. This is something that Lindsay dreamed up as a fruit, a mythical fruit that if one eats this fruit, they can see the true beauty of Springfield. And this is something that Lindsay advocated all the time, this idea of beauty and the ability to put in the work to improve your own community. If you eat the amaranth apple, you can see this vision and then you can enact it. You can do something to bring about this true beauty. I think it's such a great fit for this festival. We get to showcase all the talent through poetry, through music, through the culinary arts at this festival, which I think would please Lindsay a lot. As we are trying to devise the Lindsay Lounge, we were trying to pull from all of the different endeavors that Lindsay was involved with. So he's most well known as a poet, but he also, what's unique about his poetry is that he really advocated for sort of the style of singing poetry, that it's meant to be performed, and a kind of his particular delivery method is this singing style. So we have not only poets who are going to be performing, but also musicians, and probably even lesser known is the fact that Lindsay is often credited as one of the first film critics. He was engaged in analyzing film and looking at this new emerging art form. So we brought in the Route 66 Film Festival to also showcase that aspect of Lindsay's work. In addition to the poetry, the music, and the film, we wanted to showcase storytelling. And so we have a newly formed group, the Top Hat Tellers, and we have Erica Smith, who is coordinating their inaugural performance at this festival.
Well, this is the inaugural performance of the Top Hat Tellers, which is Springfield and Central Illinois' new storytelling guild. For this first performance, we're doing Ghost Stories on the Prairie, and it's a compilation of different types of storytelling all around this this theme of ghost stories, featuring, of course, you couldn't do a festival about, you know, centered on Vachel Lindsay without the poem Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight. So Ghost Stories on the Prairie features 13 tellers, local talent from theater, music, some people who have never been on stage before. And I'm very, very excited about the variation of voices that we have. We're going to be telling six stories. First, as I said, our first one focuses on Abraham Lincoln Walks at Midnight, but we're also going to have a montage of stories about Joe, the Springfield Theater Center ghost, and these are real accounts from real local community theater people who've had a brush with Joe. We'll do a work of fiction that is adapted from Ray Bradbury, who is an Illinois author, his work Dandelion Wine. And we're also going to be taking on some classic Illinois ghost stories like Resurrection Mary, the ghostly hitchhiker, and the Quincy Witch. The Quincy Witch story is very different from the others in that it's literally reading a newspaper article that appeared in the Illinois Journal Register in 1906. So our group has this wonderful mixture of fiction and nonfiction and different aspects of storytelling that I hope the audience will enjoy.
We have a great lineup both days of the festival, starting at 5 o'clock on Friday until 11 o'clock, and then we'll start right back up at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
The Amaranth Apple Food and Music Festival begins at 5 p.m. Friday and runs through midnight Saturday. Miles Nielsen and Chuck Mead headline the main stage Friday evening, followed by Matthew Sweet on Saturday night. For more information about the Amaranth Apple Food and Music Festival, go to downtownspringfield.org.